This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Smart Home, an easy-to-use source for lighting, security, and home entertainment products that the average do-it-yourselfer can safely install. Get 10% off with code MMANUTS10.
The CBD Distillery, our favorite brand of CBD that's great for helping us relax. Get 16% off with code NUTS16.
Tire Buyer, order tires online, get fast, free delivery to a local installer. Use code MMA7 to get 7% off, $400 or more.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 446.
446.
My name is Engel Weigelt.
Matt Griffiths on my show. Buy my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
It's fall, man.
Are you in Fuego?
I'm in Fuego.
It's so hot and then so
hot
cold.
As fucking
here, dude. We hit 40s already.
But in here, it's 85.
Yeah, it's like 92 degrees. A balmy 92
yes,
in the
schwitzing.
Swampy basement. Swampy
Sorry,
basement. Like you lost your microphone.
Not
great.
Not going to touch the microphone while it's on you.
You're all right.
I'm good.
Hopefully.
Hey, there was a UFC over the weekend.
Yeah, UFC 243.
In Australia.
Allegedly broke the attendance record of 57,000 plus.
Which
is
Canada?
Fucking ridiculous.
That's the GSP.
That one was up there. And then I think the last time they were in Australia where it was Ronda Rousey fighting out there a long time ago.
It seems like forever ago. Was that the
yeah.
one we watched in my driveway?
I don't remember.
Or
could
my
have
garage,
been.
I should say. I don't know.
It might have been.
It's like summertime.
Long time
barbecuing
ago.
Barbecuing or something.
Yeah. Ronda Rousey fighting.
Total white Midwestern people.
Hillbilly-ish, you know. You can say white trash. It's all right.
Can you? I thought it was faux pas.
I don't give a fuck. You say whatever you want.
Are you allowed to say retarded, Matt?
You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Not afraid.
Great.
So they had that going on. They made a Marvel poster because this was in Marvel Stadium. So this is pretty cool.
Okay.
Post that one up. I don't think it's as good as that Robbie Lawler one.
It's pretty good, though.
But
I dig it.
As far as some flavor, I like it. Mm-hmm. I like some flavor. So we start with the first fight. We had Israel Adesanya versus Robert Whittaker, and it was weird. They let Adesanya do a choreographed dance routine with three male dancers, before his fight. So he's backstage. The three dancers are outside of the tunnel that he's going to walk out of. They're doing their little dance, whatever they're doing. And then Adesanya comes out, and then he starts doing a little dance. There's like a handspring and some other shit, and I don't know what kind of gang symbols and fucking Dragon Ball Z shit he's throwing out, some anime-type
yeah.
stuff, but apparently didn't affect him. He gets into the cage. He's calm as fuck. You look over at Robert Whittaker. Whittaker looked like he was probably in the best shape of his life, like super lean. He's like banging on himself, looks way too amped up because he's got like a home country.
Yeah.
Behind him going, fuck, I got to live up to some expectations right now. We start the fight, and Whitaker's got a weird game plan. It involves no wrestling, and it's more just lunging in on a straight line, throwing three-punch combos. Hmm. And Adesanya is just backing up the entire time and using a lot of lean back and then just countering with hooks. And he's switching stances a lot so that when Whitaker comes in, he can just take a step back and... He was doing some, he did a, I forgot where that gif is, but someone was posting where Whittaker went to oblique kick his front leg, and then Whittaker jumped back and then threw a head kick with that same leg that he tried to get oblique kicked on.
Mm.
Like, fuck, man, that guy, he is the Matrix. He is Anderson Silva 2.0.
Mm.
And at the end of the first round, Adesanya drops Whittaker. Whittaker's just like, fuck it. I thought the fight was getting stopped, but it was like right at the bell.
Ah.
Second round, more of the same.
And then?
Fucking knockout. He's out.
Three,
the journeyman is done.
In the second round.
Yeah.
Yes. Whittaker, no game plan. Adesanya, game plan.
No, well, I think it's Elite Striker, too.
Yeah.
And it's weird hearing Whittaker talking about his striking at the post-fight press conference going, we're two of the best strikers in the division. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mm.
You are not in this elite striking level.
No.
You are mediocre at best. But he's like
big red hand.
He's midline of everything. The only thing I give him credit for is just being tough.
Journeyman toughness.
Right.
Now is he a journeyman?
Of course. I was never bought into this guy. I've been sold on Adesanya for a long time.
But he's talking a lot of trash, though, too, trying to go up mm-hmm. and wait and shit. Yep, jibber-jabbering at John Jones.
Yeah, I think that's a little premature, and I think the size is going to be a little bit of a problem. But if Jones continues fighting very passively, Adesanya could beat him. But
yes,
that's a big weight disadvantage. I want to say Adesanya even weighed in light. I want to say he was 183-ish, 183 yeah. and change. And, you know, John's probably 230. And I don't right. think Adesanya's cutting, if at all, anything, because he's super lean.
Nope.
But, you know, looking at this fight, I'm wondering, Robert Whittaker, you know, he had those two fights with Yoel Romero. How much did that take out of the guy? You know,
well, he was
this
saying,
brutal fight.
He was saying that there's a thing, like the UFC protects, you know, people, and anyone who goes through Yoel Romero is, like, shitty after, because he's such a strong striker, and he has a point, you know.
Do you want to do five rounds with fucking Yoel?
No, I mean, it's a great point. You know, yeah, we see this sometimes with guys, you know, Lawler, McDonald.
I don't think either of those guys were the same.
Never.
After that
Johnny
fight.
Hendricks went after he fought, was it GSP or the fight before? GSP the first time. He was never the same. Like, guys just run into guys. BJ Penn, when he ran into a GSP, took the second one. Just sometimes you run into guys and then you're not the same anymore after that.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of happens. And I understand what he's saying. Definitely. It makes a lot of sense. The question is, though, what's next for this guy? Because you can't really.
For which one?
Whittaker.
I don't know. I mean, he's open to a rematch, but again, there's no need for a rematch. Fuck
one-sided.
The champion taking a loss. Champion should just take a loss and move on. I don't give a fuck. The only circumstance I ever said I was okay with the immediate rematch was that Conor McGregor-Jose Aldo fight.
That made sense.
13 fucking seconds. It's the only time.
It was like one punch.
Right. Yeah. Because he stepped back and fucking left-handed
him. Dropped him.
End of the fight. 13
but let
seconds.
Let me ask you. Okay, all right. Yeah. I'll play devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
How come we can't get a rematch on the flying knee that happened like a month or two ago?
It wasn't a title fight.
Ah, okay.
And Ben Askren is not rematch worthy.
That's why. Okay, now I see. The wrestler's getting
He's going to fight Maya. We can talk about that later because he's talking some shit about that. But, you know, Adesanya's calling out Paulo Costa, who is in attendance, who looked like a murderer fighting Yoel Romero in his last fight and winning. Fuck, man. That's a big dude.
Wasn't he a little bit injured, though? I thought you got a little banged up in that.
Well, if you fought Romero, I'm sure you got injured.
Yeah.
You know? No one's coming out unscathed against that guy, so.
Matt. I would run.
It's a good really game plan, but I think he's faster than you. He's
going to catch you. You know with all that muscle? He gets
yeah, yeah. 42-year-old.
Damn it.
Yoel Romero.
I don't know. I run pretty fast, Matt. If I'm running for my life, I could probably outrun him.
Maybe.
Okay.
If I had a gun and I'd shoot him in the process.
What else happened on this card?
Well, I was just trying to think about Adesanya as a champion. Like, how long do you think he's going to be champ?
Do you see anybody?
One fight, this guy. One fight. He's just not. He's a what you call a journeyman.
He's a journeyman.
In this division. 185 is full of journeymen. You know, Luke Rockhold, Michael Bisping, whoever gets in the fucking way. Anderson Silva, he's a gatekeeper. Silva.
Anderson Silva. I don't know. He's tough. I'm not sure. Was there any talk of any fights happening?
I think they're going to make that Costa fight next. And that's a tough fight for Adesanya.
Left?
But I think he beats him. Yoel Romero. Everybody else has moved up because... Luke Rockhold moved up. Jacare moved up. Chris Weidman moved up.
Mm.
So
he already fought Kelvin Gastelum, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough. That division seems like a little bit wacky at the moment. There isn't. Like,
everybody's moving up.
Yeah.
You had three.
It's no man's land.
Top 10 guys.
Weight wise?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think he's going to be. I don't want to say he's going to go on a 10-year run like a Jon Jones, but I wouldn't be surprised if he holds that belt for a long time. I think the challenge for him is if he wants to move up right away and fight the Jon Jones, that could be career-altering for him.
It could be.
In the wrong direction.
I agree. That's too much too soon. Makes no sense. Plus, I feel like Jon's going to lose his next fight or two.
He is. I agree with that.
Something's going to happen.
That's how I felt with Conor McGregor. He was going through that stretch. I said, he's losing his next one or two fights, and he did.
He's slipping.
And Jon is definitely slipping.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's age for him or just maybe lack of motivation.
Yeah, probably both.
I've been on the top for so long. Like, what's fighting highs now?
Well, yeah, there isn't a... I think heavyweight is the only thing that makes sense for him.
Yeah.
Jones, that is, right now. But he ain't going to go there. I don't see him going there anytime soon.
No. It's so scary, right?
Super scary.
I think he's afraid to fight Miocic, which probably makes sense.
Understandably you know? So, given his last performance.
Yeah. Well, a lot of performance. And then what else on this card? Just Dan Hooker beat the brakes off Al Iaquinta, basically blew out his leg with leg kicks.
Did Al destroy a hotel room afterwards?
Of course. Three.
Three hotels.
Not even the rooms. He's actually banned from going back to Australia.
New Zealand
banned him too because they're too close. Like, fuck that guy. He's out. And then we had this walk-off KO. Like, check this one out.
Holy shit. That was
DeCastro. It was like Mark Hunt-esque
in his approach.
That's pretty
badass. So what happened? The guy was coming in and
he just caught him coming in and boom, boom. It's like step back to right hand. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing.
Okay. Yeah, don't walk forward with your hands down, people.
And then we had this chick doing the fake glove touch.
That's the worst. I can already tell you it's going to upset me. I'm upset, man.
And with a kick. Like, watch. Does it with a kick and then... cracked.
Oh, that's what you get.
She didn't get knocked out right away, but she ended up losing in the second round.
That's bullshit. Anybody who pulls that nonsense is a fucking ass.
They're a cheater.
It's not cool. It's like a sign of respect. You touch the gloves. Everyone knows you count 1,000, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi.
You touch and then we step back.
3 Mississippi, boom, you're in. You can't be like, touch gloves, punch.
I don't touch gloves. I just shake it out.
Well, I would never
touch gloves. I'm not touching gloves.
I would never do
We're not doing this.
Like the huggy stuff?
No, you know? No. Get the fuck off of me. Even after a fight, I don't hug you. Just, hey, nice fight, whatever.
Yeah.
We're not friends.
Can you make out, though? Can you, like, kiss and
stuff? Yeah, of course. All right. We toss your salad. You know what's up. Prison rules. That we do it.
Okay.
Southside! And then I want to say this. I don't know what the fuck ESPN is doing with the prelims, but take a look at what my TiVo recorded for the prelims. This is how the event looked the entire time. I fast-forwarded. It was literally unwatchable. There's, 40% of useless information to me telling me scores in other sports and other information that I don't need when I'm watching fights.
Why did your TiVo recorded this like this?
Yeah. And there's like a pop-up ad there. There's a bar across the bottom, and there's a bar across the side.
There's a lot of other sports.
Entire fight, entire card.
ESPN is cashing in on this MMA machine. I don't like it.
Well, you wonder why they were losing so many subscribers in the past. It's probably because of this kind of bullshit. I couldn't watch the fight like this. I turned them off. All the prelims. Like, I'm not watching. You cannot just regurgitate all this fucking nonsense on me.
I agree. I'm with you, Matt.
And ESPN, their website, they put this picture up of the fights afterwards. Like, if a fighter lost, he gets the super embarrassed red face. Like, meh, I lost. Meh.
That's weird. Why are they doing that? How come the winning fighter didn't get greened or something?
Well, I think because they probably got lit up and KO'd, so they're trying to make it more like, oh my God, he got fucking...
Gotta have drama, man.
Gotta have the red
drama
face.
Drama is the key.
He's super embarrassed. And then what? Here's the other thing. So let's just say maybe I watched the fights somewhere. And then today, which is Tuesday, I wanted to buy the pay-per-view. And fucking ESPN won't take my money. Like, you're already an ESPN Plus subscriber. Won't let me fucking buy the event.
Maybe they know your money's dirty, man.
Of course. It's dirty like my pussy. Or something. I don't know what that's
about.
You have
sand in your pussy?
Always.
Good.
That's what keeps you salty, right? You want to be a little bit salty.
Sure.
You want to feel
is
the
it a 70s
plush
Bush pussy?
Of course.
Okay.
Fill the velvet.
We all know you like that.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
70s porn bush.
Right.
Like grown
just,
shit.
Just obscene.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you need, a Humvee?
Humvee.
A Humvee to drive through it.
And those are big-ass lights, so you can
yeah,
see.
Yeah, like fog lights,
you
too,
hop out
just
of that fucker,
case.
You got a spelunking
hat. Be a little
hat,
moist
you know,
in
like,
there.
Like, hey, I'm in there. A machete.
Batman.
Smoking a cigar. Like what's that, Predator?
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. He's going to make an appearance
if
later.
You, if you need all that, then, you know, probably too much bush. Just saying.
I've never seen a bush that was too big.
Okay.
And let me tell you, what? I've seen some big ones.
Okay. Let me say.
I've seen crazy. So speaking of crazy, you can't stop crazy. Joe Schilling, the Bellator over the weekend.
Got KO'd again.
Yeah, fucking, he loses shit because I'm starting to get the feeling I'm about to lose my shit, by the way. I got the giggles coming. Watch
it's
out.
Okay.
He's got that Chuck Liddell flavor. Like at the end of his career,
that's not good.
Because he looked
been KO'd
sharp.
Like a bunch of times. I know, but it just
he's
off.
Like 4-6 in MMA now.
But I think he needs to take like a year or two off if he wants to keep fighting.
Yeah, because
I think his chin is fucked up. Something's not right with him.
Because it's not like the best of shots that's hitting him and dropping him.
Nope.
He got dropped twice, and the second one was like one of those brutal. Like everything just gave.
Yep.
And once that starts happening, like,
yeah,
especially
good.
When you're 4-6, I understand he's got to transition to MMA and you got to learn the submission game, but he's getting fucked up in the striking game, and that's supposed to be his gig, right?
And it's happened more than once.
It's twice, I think, in Bellator.
Not good, Matt. Not good.
And then Lorenz Larkin got the win over Korishkov. It was a solid main event, though.
The Russian?
They fucking rocked each other in the first round. It was pretty cool.
All right.
Moving right along, this weekend we have a pretty solid UFC card.
Yeah.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk fighting Michelle Waterson. I don't know which way to go on that one, because Jędrzejczyk is a little bit off, and Waterson is a little bit under-seasoned, I think, for Jędrzejczyk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be interesting. You have Cub Swanson versus Kron Gracie. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kron... Probably want to put my money on Kron over Cub. And then Mackenzie Dern back in action. And people are wondering, I think she's missed weight 3 times. She just had a baby, I think, 3 or 4 months ago.
And she's fighting?
And she's carrying baby weight, so she had to lose baby weight. Is she going to make weight? I think that's the most important question.
Why are we fighting 3 months after having a baby?
Why not? You know what I'm going to see? A healthy woman fighting.
Oh my God. What is happening in
super
this
healthy.
She should not be fighting 3 to 4 months after.
No, she looked a little sloppy in her last fight.
Yeah, like, but the whole, whatever.
What?
Nothing. Just saying. I digress, sir.
You're digressing?
Something is wrong with that.
What is wrong with
that? I don't know. I'm just saying.
She should be home. She should be in the kitchen.
No, I'm saying.
Fixing.
3 months is a short amount of time postpartum to have a fucking MMA fight. Seems a little
I think daddy's at home. Who is it? I think it's Carlos Condit. Remember?
Oh.
Like he's at home. And
get out there.
Yeah.
Get back in there, baby. Yeah. Earn that money. It's crazy.
Mackenzie's wearing the pants in the family is what I'm trying to say.
I know. I know what you're saying. It's fine.
What else you got? Let's get some news.
Hey, did you see Michael Bisping and his false eyeball?
It's fucking disgusting.
It's fucking weird. He's on the show, podcast show, and he just pops that fucker right out. He's like, oop, look, got a fake eyeball. No one knew. He was telling stories, like talking about how he was hoping that the commission wasn't going to like give him an eye test because basically at some point he couldn't see a
thing. Yeah, I thought they said he had to be 20 over 200, and he said he just barely made it. So I'm guessing he went to a doctor that said, well, here's the question. Is he have a fucking eyeball or not? I don't understand because that thing looked pretty substantial that came out. Does he even have an eye anymore?
No, it's a fake eyeball, man. You can't take your eyeball out.
But isn't it like it looked like a super contact, like some kind of cyborg type shit. Does he not have... He's got something because he said he can still see. If he has 20/200 vision, he said he's basically blind, but
he can
still see.
That was before he put the fake eye in.
Oh, now he
now it's a fake eyeball.
They took his eye
you
out.
You can't take your
it
eye
It wasn't
out.
Round, though. It was kind of oblong
no,
or
it's
something.
Not, it's fake eyeballs are not round because you think about your eyes. You're like, whoop. So,
I've seen fake eyeballs. They're like marbles. And you go, what are you talking
that's
about?
That's old school shit.
This yeah, I like old school.
So this, the 2200, was when he didn't have the surgery on, to have his eye removed while he was fighting because then he would have to stop fighting. So now that he's not fighting, he had his fucking eye removed and had a fake eyeball put in.
He's a cheater.
It's a fucking pirate.
Fucking
man.
Cheater. Then he fucking knocked out Rockhold. That was, and I think it was Rockhold or somebody posted it. Like, what a lucky shot that was, because he's got no depth perception.
Yeah.
So he's just throwing hooks and happens to clip him.
What did that say about
that's
Rockhold?
The only reason. No, it says that Michael Bisping is a shit fighter and got even more lucky because he couldn't even fucking see him. If you have no depth perception, you're throwing punches and landing it, it is pure luck. Pure luck. Even luckier than I thought it was. The flukiest win ever of a fucking title fight.
I'm just saying.
No respecting him.
I have no respect. I have respect for Michael Bisping with the fake eyeball.
Well, I have respect for him not complaining about it. Sure. How about that?
Tough guy. Tough as fuck.
True. I'll digress.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Did you see Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez on WWE doing their weird Nacho Libre?
We can't show all of this, but...
Well, we definitely can't show it, but... I'm watching it right now. Kane is making an entrance, takes off his
and
shirt.
And Kane looks like he's got the HIV, you know.
He's a little
Brown Pride.
He's a little thick. They get into it. There's some shit talking. And then Kane gets a takedown and does a little bit of, like a ground and pound. And Brock's like, I'm out of here. I'm done. So they're setting up the script. It looks like Kane is going to make a WWE kind of ongoing appearance. Do you think he'll ever fight again?
Well, he dropped out of the USADA pool. He is done.
Makes sense.
Yep. And he could probably make a lot more money over there. He practiced his wares in Mexico, I think, with the Lucha Libre, right?
Yeah, I think he's got a good career ahead of him. My thing is okay. So
well, he better start doing some juice because he doesn't look like the other guys.
He looks pudgy. Maybe that's his thing.
I'm the pudgy guy.
Someone has to be pudgy. So
I'm working on it.
These guys fought, and Kane kicked his ass in real fighting.
Yeah.
Isn't it got to feel a little weird to, like, play this out again in, like, wrestling?
Yeah, because at some point, it could potentially turn real.
You think so?
Yeah. Because say you're fucking scripting some shit out, and I've seen that before, where someone accidentally hit Brock with something, and then Brock turned around and fucked that guy up with some shit. Mm. Like, some legit shit. In some elbows or punches. Or knees. I don't remember exactly what it was, but... I'm telling you,
the
some shit,
clutch.
And with Brock all juiced to the titty balls, if one thing goes wrong during that match, fucking Kane's going to get launched. He might break his back again.
He could. I should get juiced to the tits.
Maybe.
You know what I tried over the weekend? P90X. I recommend never
What's
to
this?
Do that. It's a workout thing. I was sore. I'm still sore. 4 days. My fucking shit's sore.
P90X. I think I've heard of it.
It's an at-home workout thing.
Yeah.
It's like super intense. I'm kidding. I recommend it, but just be prepared to be sore. You need like women feeding you grapes and rubbing your body down with oil and olives.
I hear you.
You know, that kind of shit. Feta olives. Cheese. I want to soak in feta cheese.
Okay. I can follow you, kind of.
A bath of feta cheese and olives.
I hear you.
Like that idea?
I'm going to pass on the olives.
A little balsamic vinaigrette on me?
Okay. Sure. As long as you're rubbing the nipples like Keith Jardine, and you got and Rashad Evans, got to have them hard nips.
Okay.
You're ready to go to war!
I don't have
war!
Nips. Maybe I should get some. What else?
Well, I'm going to bring up, we were talking about that, Hector Lombard signing with the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
He did.
Did you know he has not won a fight since 2014?
I did not know
that. No wins in his last 7 fights. So is that the prereq now to become a bare knuckle fighter? Because, you know, when is it? The next event, October 19th.
A plethora of losses, you mean?
Yeah.
Might be.
We have Bigfoot Silva and Gabriel Gonzaga. And the event is being held at the Florida State Fairgrounds Entertainment Hall. Mm. And they're going to have special guests there, Vanderlei Silva, Fabricio Verdum, and Anthony Rumble Johnson.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm guessing they're probably hoping to sign all of them. I heard Rumble is talking about an April return to the UFC.
Sweet.
Heavyweight. And said, I think he said he was open to an Ngannou, like a Francis Ngannou fight, but he doesn't want it to be for some bullshit BMF title.
Gotcha.
It's got to be legit. Just fight him. Like, yes, we want to see you and Francis slug it out.
Of course.
See who's left standing. But I think he only wants, like, title shot type of shit. Him versus Stipe?
Sure.
I think he needs a warm-up fight, though. You've kind of been out for, a year and a half, 2 years?
It's fine.
Just go right into the fire?
Yeah,
fuck it.
Mess around.
Okay.
We need excitement, man.
Well, it's going to be, what, Cormier and Miocic 3?
Yeah.
At After some point.
That.
Okay.
Miocic should win that fight.
Fair enough. Anything else?
I'm good. Blank screen.
Sweet. It's all about blank screens. I'm debating getting another beer. Probably shouldn't. Max Holloway says he will 100% return to lightweight.
Really?
Is that a good move, considering his performance against Dustin Poirier?
Can he remain sane at 155? I think he had some issues with his sanity and cutting weight and all that stuff.
Well, he's champ at 45 and moving up to 55.
Yes, but I feel like he's like more aggressive at that weight. Like didn't he have all the issues while he was fighting at 155, or am I remembering that wrong?
We got fucked up by Poirier. It was such a one-sided fight.
Yeah.
Poirier is top three right now, you know, right?
Pretty solid.
But I don't know. I know he's cutting, but I think everyone else in 55 is cutting down. Yep. So it's like you're going to a division where I think you're going to get fucked up. I mean, if Poirier just dismantled you, I don't know where else are you going to have success? You're not going to have success against Nurmagomedov.
No. Do you think he'll fight again, Nurmagomedov?
Yeah, I just don't know. You know, they're still trying to make that Ferguson fight.
Tony Ferguson.
But, you know, they've tried to make that 4-5 times, and I think they're talking March. And then the other rumor is at some point a McGregor fight in, I think, Moscow or Russia somewhere.
Mother Russia.
Yeah, I think that's what...
They're never going
to... Dude, McGregor's going to be dad nuts. Once.
No, McGregor is not going to Russia.
Well, there's
he's not
He'll
coming
die.
Back from Russia.
He'll die.
That's not going to happen.
I think that's why they want him. Hey, come on.
No, come to
the mother Russia.
All of a sudden, McGregor is going to disappear from the planet.
Yeah, he was back in the news. There were some other allegations
of course.
Him and his entourage allegedly took a bottle service woman from a club out on her shoulder and threw her into a car or something.
Wow.
Like, that's more publicity that he needs, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was in 2016, so.
Oh, that was years ago. Statute of limitations
right.
passed on that.
Yeah, I'm just not subscribing. It's fine. Jorge Masvidal, you get a mural painted at America Top Team by Ross Baines. So it's that classic image of him knocking out Ben Askren.
Oh, I love it. That's pretty badass. It'd be sweet if they had a poster of that shit.
There should be. That should be his new logo. Looks like he's getting a blowjob.
Like Dan Henderson.
Yeah. Hey, Jorge, where's my t-shirt? I can order a t-shirt.
You better send a few t-shirts.
2 months ago. Thought, hey, man, I'll support the man.
What does it say again? Super necessary?
Yeah. It's that image.
Yeah,
I was going to sit right here, but not going to happen now. Tomorrow, disputing the charge on my credit card.
Yeah, you suck, Jorge. Well,
company sucks.
At t-shirts, your company sucks.
It's not legal. You can't charge someone 2 months ago and then not fucking ship.
That's right.
Let's get some tweet of the week. This is from Chance. It's at that dude, Chance. He says, who the fuck did this? This is from that Adesanya fight, so you got a couple of Photoshop pictures of him on, what is that, that lark?
Playing the piano.
Or doing his Elton John impression. I like it.
That's pretty fantastic.
You got that one?
Yeah.
And then we have someone at Twitheart says, I want the new iPhone case now, only because of this Arnold Schwarzenegger case.
Oh, that's
with that fucking hell yeah. rocket launcher.
I'm so getting that. Well, probably not because I'm not getting the phone.
No, how much is those running? Like $1,200?
Too expensive.
It's a goddamn phone. Like, I got my wife an iPhone 7 with 128 gig for like $270 off of eBay.
Nice. Used?
Yeah, of course.
Solid.
Like, I'm not buying it. Just because the only reason I upgraded her from the 6 was because the charger was broke.
Now you got the universal USB 3, USB-C still, connector?
No, it's still the same.
Is it this little circle thing?
It's still the same as whatever it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which one are you rolling now?
I think that's the X or something.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a few years old, 2-3 years old.
I'm still rolling a 6.
6? That's like 4 years old, maybe 5.
With 64 gig.
That's pretty solid.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
No reason to upgrade. I still have a headphone jack. That's why I've kept this one.
Ah, I do not have that.
So I can charge and listen to my music.
I can't do that.
And beat off. I can multitask.
And beat off, like, and charge. Or beat off and listen to music.
It's like rubbing your head and rubbing your belly.
Two things.
Or patting your belly and rubbing your head. Let's do some Astronauts.
Sweet.
If the UFC had an absolute division, who would be the champ?
Absolute division?
Yeah. Looking like an Abu Dhabi type situation.
I'm thinking at this point probably would be...
BJ Penn!
Not BJ Penn. No. I'm going to have to go with Stipe Miocic at this point.
Oof.
I would like to say John Jones, but I'm telling you.
He's going to lose.
I'm feeling something. There's a slippage happening.
I feel it too.
So.
Daniel Cormier. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He's slipping too.
Everyone's slipping. It's the story of life. We're slipping, Matt.
Try not to.
Yeah.
Who is the greatest MMA kicker of all time? And here are your choices.
Kicker?
You go Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, Anthony Pettis, Jose Aldo, Lyoto Machida, Kung Lee,
oh, I forgot about
Pro Cop, Pat Barry, Edson Barboza, and Anderson Silva.
I got to go still with Pro Cop on this one. Because career-wise, was known for his kicks.
Yeah, I will put in, I need leg kicks in my equation, so I go Edson Barboza, Jose Aldo.
Pat Barry?
No. He did have devastating leg kicks, but I think Edson has the most.
Remember that fight against Hardonk? He just chopped that man and just kept whacking him.
It's all about whacking
Terrible.
Him. Jaron Christian asks, he says, please rank your current UFC champs, including Covington, who was stripped of the interim title, from least favorite to favorite.
I hate them all except for Stipe Miocic.
So here is your champ list.
From least favorite to most favorite?
No, this is just them in order of weight class.
Which way should I rank them?
Least favorite to most.
Colby Covington, John Jones, Zhang Weili, Kamaru Usman, Max Holloway, Henry Cejudo, Max Holloway, Valentina Shevchenko, Amanda Nunes, and Stipe Miocic.
Did you have Adesanya on there?
Oh, I like him the best. He's number one.
I agree with that. So I got Colby Covington, Stipe Miocic. Fuck,
no
they
love.
Might as well be the same guy to me.
No
Fuck
love.
Them. I'm sorry. Henry Cejudo, Zhang Weili, Nurmagomedov, Usman, Nunes, Shevchenko, Holloway, Jones, and then Adesanya. It's kind of like who's the most exciting, who's the least exciting.
Yeah.
And you also have to throw personality into the equation.
Good point.
Stipe.
I think he deserves to be moved up a few spots. He has personality lately.
No, he doesn't do it for me. He is on
Fine.
My, he's on my Michael Bisping list.
You know what I miss, Matt?
An eyeball?
No.
What?
Game of Thrones. I just feel right now like I missed that show. It ended abruptly
the last season was so horrible that it could go away forever now.
Well, I missed the Game of Thrones from the season before.
When it was actually, it was good.
Yes.
This last season was just horseshit.
Did Silicon Valley start again?
Should be starting soon. I think this is the last season. I think they're...
I like to watch that.
Cranking that one out. And then you have the Watchmen starting up soon.
Ah.
Okay. Ballers.
Just started watching Succession.
What's that?
I don't know. It's an HBO show. Pretty cool. I dig it. About rich people. doing their rich people stuff.
I thought there was one on Showtime too, Billionaires.
No, I didn't watch that.
I don't either. I don't have a Showtime.
Me neither. Fuck Showtime.
Yeah, fuck them. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingle Sugar Daddy. What could you spend all day talking about that isn't MMA?
Music.
What about it?
Just everything.
In general?
Everything. Everything about music. Yeah. I could talk all day about music.
I think maybe video games. Maybe a little Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, there's multiple choices.
For me, I mean, I'm going to talk about a few things.
I just like talking to people about their thoughts and feelings, man. That's exciting.
Yeah, I don't have any interest.
He's like, I'm out.
I don't fucking care what their feelings are. Like, fuck you and your feelings, okay?
I like this.
Just care about myself. I don't fuck everyone else, all right?
Fine.
Okay, fair enough. That's why I'll never be in your profession. On your last vacation.
I could just see you doing therapy. Like, why the fuck are you here? Listen, you're fucking pussy. Like, man up.
Yeah.
Get back out there. Therapy over.
Rub some dirt on it and get
next,
back in there.
You get like seven clients
in
25
$700.
He's like that.
I just saved you 3 hours of your time. Fucking put you on the right track.
All
right?
It's all set.
So
you might
even
hit
about.
Somebody. He's like, hit this fucking bag. You pussy.
Yeah, and then when they step in, they hit it, I step back and then crank them with a check hook.
You feel alive now?
Yeah.
Why are you crying about this shit now?
This is your first time here?
I'll give you something to cry about.
You got a fight. It's Fight Club.
I love it.
Of course.
Therapy with Matt.
I'll just come out of your closet. Like, what? Just go. You
know, I come out of my own closet, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey.
You're like, what's in the closet? Like, I don't know. You need to go in the closet and see. And then I'll be in the closet. And then they open the door and I'll just fucking crank
I don't have
somebody.
A closet.
Well, you should get a closet
in
at your
my
office.
Therapy room. And be like, why is there a closet in here? Hold on. You asked the right question, sir.
Right. Go see what's in there. I think there's a little surprise for you.
And there you are.
Just fucking tuning them up a little bit.
That would be great.
Call the tune up.
A little two piece.
Fucking drop a three piece on them.
Three piece, yeah.
What
go.
The hell, man?
Sorry, you asked the question.
Yeah, we call this a tune-up.
We'll charge your insurance, sir, not to worry.
This is from the 630, bitch.
Oh, wow. I love it. Let's do that.
Okay, fine.
For sure.
Start your own place.
I will never get
it.
I'm not going to lose my license for any
no,
of that.
No, you get so much repeat business. As long as we're not killing
go
people.
Go see this guy. He fixes
what
your shit.
What happened? I got
session.
Hypnotized. He put me right out.
Perfect.
Fucking assholes. Yeah, I will fuck your asshole, maybe. I don't know. Tabasco.
You're killing me.
And you ready to move along yet?
Yes, please go ahead. Oh my God!
I'm stretch out a little.
Really get it?
I'm not. It's so hot. I'm sweating.
Okay, we're back.
On your last vacation, did you plan everything out beforehand, or go with the flow? If you could go, yeah. We'll stop right there. There's a follow up for that.
Go with the flow. Always go with the flow. I love the flow. I'm in the flow.
Yeah. I'd say the last one I went on with my family was to Hawaii, and we stayed on a big island. We were on the east side and the west side, so I just looked at everything you can do on this side that looks interesting, everything we could do on that side that looks interesting, and then we have no real game plan. It's just, first, let's get food, because we need to cook all our meals, because I'm fucking retarded with the...
It's all good.
Gluten-free, so then it's, what do you want to do today?
All the wine!
Yeah. Let's do whatever, you know? Yeah,
it's perfect.
Play it by ear. That's the best way to do
I like
it.
That.
Nothing
Not too much
hard and fast. It's just play it by ear every day. You want to go to the beach today? Let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
And then if you could go to somewhere now, where would you go?
I think I'd like to go to Hawaii. Like, if the world is, like... There's no, like, I really would. The way you're talking about it, it sounds amazing.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah. Been there twice, and
yeah,
it's magical out there.
I could have fun anywhere. I like my vacations to be active. I'm not one to be sitting around. It's a problem for me. I can't sit still. So, you know, like right now I'm sitting still, but otherwise I'm moving around. So,
yeah. I want to go to Barbados next, because they're supposed to have some of the best body surfing in the world, and... Me and my family like the body surf.
You can surf naked?
Depends. If that's what you want, you can probably do it.
Send pictures.
I work out like that. Three. Which video games are you guys playing or have played recently that you guys recommend me checking it out? I'd say right now, Borderlands 3. That's worth a playthrough. It doesn't have a lot of replayability right now because I just finished it. But there are multiple characters you could build up.
Cool.
What else? I like the Battlefield 1. Yeah, I'm still playing that one. It's fucking way old. And then I looked at how many hours I played. Let me look that up. I have 546 hours played in that game. A couple. Because I always, like, if I'm doing cardio and I'm just riding a stationary bike, I usually go to that game. Hmm. 38,000 kills.
Wow. That's a lot of kills.
71% win percentage.
It's pretty solid.
So.
I have not been playing any video games for a while. I'm in the middle of graduate school, about to graduate soonish. So it's like
it's a lot of fucking
my brain.
Shit.
It's a lot of shit to shove in there.
Yeah,
just getting like BBC right to the forehead.
I hear it's good.
No time for video games. Although it's weird because I don't really miss it. My son plays video games and I play with him sometimes. I feel like I lost something. I lost the urge or something. It's weird. I feel like I should do something else with my life rather than play video games.
For me, it's just a time killer until I get tired for bed.
Could be that.
That's how I see it.
I'm usually reading or whacking off. So.
No, it goes without saying.
There's that.
Number four, MMA Nuts Zombie Show. Here's the premise. Matt and Ingo, a nuclear bomb explodes and the zombie apocalypse happens. Mm-hmm. You guys are part of the 50% of the human population that is still alive.
I like it.
In this future, you guys walk through the dangerous roads of Chicago with motorcycles. We're walking through with motorcycles.
Just walking
on them. I'm going to holster mine, like one arm. I'm going to one arm that on my shoulder, keg of beer.
On the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or dick in hand.
Perfect.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Matt uses his sunglasses. A t-shirt that says Rape Train. And Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me, becomes his theme song.
I like it.
I subscribe.
Hey.
Ingo uses a bandana, a t-shirt that says Sugar Daddy, and AC/DC For Those About to Rock becomes his theme song.
I like it. We were pretty badass at this point.
That's right. Carrying our motorcycles, walking around.
I'm walking mine. I'm not like you. I'm just walking it.
Okay.
Because
I feel like you have a tricycle then.
Probably. A tricycle motorcycle.
Okay. Maybe a three-wheeler.
Tri-motorcycle.
Yes.
Whatever you call that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
Okay. Your guy's goal is to conquer the hottest woman left in the world, destroy the hordes of zombies, and establish a worldwide dictatorship like that.
Okay.
Controlled by you two. Huh? Next show comes the write-up of the first episode of this series. So I'm assuming you're working on that, good sir. I'd like to hear it. So I like the premise.
This was a narrative, not a question.
Right.
I see. I like where this is going.
I like it.
Okay.
I prefer, I think I'm using shotguns.
Wait, there's only one woman that we both have to share?
No, we're on a world domination tour. 50% of the human population is still alive. Okay.
What's with this girl?
No, it's not a girl. It's all the girls.
I see.
We're dominating or dictatoring.
Okay.
I think you're dictatoring.
Dictatoring.
That's what it's all about.
Dictatoring.
I think that guy was in Cars, wasn't he?
Probably.
What is his name? Tater?
Tater. Mater.
Mater. Okay.
In Cars.
Do a little fuck, marry, kill. Celebrity Edition number 62. Soccer Fantasy number 2.
I'm on board. I like
soccer. It's not football. Julia Simic. That's a Playboy picture that was semi-edited.
She was in Playboy?
Yeah.
This is the best you could do?
Yeah, there's this thing called copyright. Oh. So I would prefer not to get fucking flagged again. Okay. This bitch. Cassavere Aslani.
Cracked out.
Yeah.
It's kind of my style.
That's all you. That's like a female fighter. yelling. She fought in Bellator. She was from another country. I could see her face. She was a little bit older.
Sarah Kaufman?
No. Or she was Strikeforce. Strikeforce. I can't remember the name. But
doesn't matter.
She kind of looks like. And then Tony Duggan.
I know what you're doing.
I'm actually going to bang her because those legs look a little funky. They look weird.
There's something
wrong with those kneecaps.
It's a little strange looking thing. Yeah,
killing the middle one, and then marrying that first one.
I'm gonna
have
to marry the one in the middle. Something about it. I don't know. For some weird reason.
Damn, I can see the chick. It's bugging me.
Yeah.
Cannot put a picture.
We agree on the banging though. The blonde.
Fair enough.
Definitely.
You ain't knowledge. I have nothing. I have no chicks with dicks this week.
Knowledge. I don't know, man. Like I feel like right now we're in a lull for watching shows. Right? I've been looking for something cool to watch. I've been pinging around, checking out some shit here and there. HBO's got a couple of, like, decent things, but there's nothing, like, great. How come we can't have anything great, man? What's going on?
It's cyclical. I think we had our year of Game of Thrones, but it was last year was wonky at best.
Yeah. Maybe Watchmen will come through for it.
Hopefully. I feel like they hype us up on these shows and then they don't deliver.
Yeah.
There's too much hype behind some of it.
Ooh, I did watch something interesting. Will Smith is doing this documentary thing called like Planet Rock or something, or it's on Netflix. Have you watched this?
Mm-mm.
Pretty good. Talks about like how we go into space and colonizing Mars and shit, and how like we don't think about certain things like bacteria, which is all over us, inside of us. And when you go to some other place, we have to bring that stuff with us. And how our bones wither away when you're in space. I did not know that. I knew that you lose muscle.
Did they take extra calciums?
No, actually, they're talking about these astronauts who were out in the space station like for only like maybe 40, 60 days, lose like 8% of their bone density. Because gravity is not pulling on our... We're so like dependent on our gravity. So that our bodies like become used to that being part of how we are as organisms. Mm-hmm. So they're not sure what would happen if we went to other planets with no gravity.
Why don't they just make a gravity machine?
Fucking
come on, these
NASA,
fucking assholes.
You just fixed your problem.
Elon Musk, gravity, get on it.
I love the Black Keys on Rogan when they were talking about Elon Musk. That's a great podcast.
That was awesome.
But he's like, he married the same woman twice. That's a good point. Would you ever marry the same woman twice if you were a billionaire?
No.
Exactly. I mean,
I'm one and done.
But, yeah. Anyway.
And then he had Evander Holyfield on.
Is that good?
Little punch drunk.
Rogan or Holyfield?
Both.
I was going to say.
Both. But good. Holyfield, he sounds like the water boy.
Oh, no.
My mama said, he said that probably 15 times. Well, my mama said, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Mama said, whatever. It's not good. No. He's not looking good.
He's looking good, but he's sounding bad. Physically, he looks like he's in great shape. No?
Yeah, he's still in pretty good shape. He said he's going to do a boxing exhibition here shortly. I don't know where.
Against Joe Rogan?
No. It's a charity thing. He's working with charities and stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Still looking at this chick trying to figure out. Fire name
I
is.
I like it though. I like it. Something about it. She's got that European thing going on.
I'll post her name because I'll think about it later, and then I'll remember.
Be like, I get an email from Matt at 3:07 a.m. He's like, it's this.
Well, I can see her. I know I follow her on Twitter. I just can't put the name to the face. So.
Okay, that's fine.
I think that's it. Let's shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of MA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing. We'll be right back.